Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, May 28th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants Rays. Daily Rants Rays are brought to you by the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which includes all of our podcasts. You can check them all out at ravepubs.com. And, of course, we are sponsored by both Atlas Sound and Ingram Micro. You can check out Atlas Sound at atlassound.com and Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. As we get closer and closer to InfoComm, we seem to do more and more stories about InfoComm. And you can check out all of our InfoComm stories on our website at ravepubs.com. Or you can go to ravepubs.com/InfoComm14. And that's where we have basically aggregated or consolidated everything we're doing with regard to InfoComm. Of course, most of the stuff appears at ravepubs.com at one time or another, but you can always go to ravepubs.com/infocom14. And today I want to talk to you about one of the manufacturers that will be at InfoComm that will be highlighting a particular segment of their products is Epson. Epson is definitely known as the projector company that sort of dominates education. And many people probably also know they dominate the home theater market as well in percentage of sales and percentage of market share. But what you may not know is that Epson also has come out with, in less than a year, a whole series of super bright projectors, what I would call super bright projectors, meaning 4,000 to 10,000 Anson lumens. So they're actually heading towards competing directly. They're already trying to compete directly with companies like Panasonic, Christie, Barco, Digital Projection. But the difference is, obviously, Epson is LCD only. They don't have any DLP projectors, and all those companies I mentioned before are all either exclusive DLP or have a combination of LCD and DLP. So Epson's the first and only large venue projector company that is exclusively LCD, and they do have, and I think a lot of people don't think of Epson for large venue projectors. I know that most rental companies and staging companies aren't using Epson for large venue projectors yet, but I think what will happen is you can't count out Epson. Epson is, in virtually every market that they participate, the market leader in market share. So for people to just sort of blow them off and say they're not going to do well in the large venue category would not be responsible, because if you look at every other category they've entered, they've ended up dominating that market category. I remember way back when, probably 7 or 8 years ago, when they came out with their first home theater projector, Sony was dominating the market at the time. Now Sony's not even a top four player in home theater projectors, and Epson is dominating the market with approximately 55%, 56% market share. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch Epson and see what they do with the large venue category. I actually wrote a blog on it because I actually went out to the Epson headquarters a couple of months ago, and they demonstrated some of the newer technology they're using that they'll introduce at InfoComm for their large venue products. And I wrote about it in a blog, so you can check it out at ravepubs.com. You can read it anytime you want, or, of course, you can wait to InfoComm and check it out at InfoComm Live. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening to my Daily Rant Race. Have a good day.